This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
What do you think of when I mention the word penitentiary? Well, my guess is some of you think of a building, some of you picture a facility, some of you may even picture an entire campus of a penitentiary that's either state or federal that you've driven by sometime in your life. What do you think of when I mention the word penitential? Well, maybe you're not sure. Penitential has to do with conviction for sin. It has to do with regret and grief and remorse that a person feels under that banner of conviction when God convicts us about the sin in our life. This week we begin a brand new series called the Penitential Psalms, seven of them to be exact, reflecting what happened in the life of David after committing adultery and murder. We begin with message one from Psalm 6 today. I doubt seriously that you would ever hear a minister admit publicly that twice in his lifetime he's gone to hear Willie Nelson perform. But I'm a big Willie Nelson fan. I took my oldest son, Jonathan, to a Willie Nelson concert in Fort Worth, Texas years ago when we lived there. Then when we lived in Atlanta, I took Ben, our youngest son, to Gwinnett County Convention Center, and we watched Willie Nelson perform there. And to show you what a fan I was, at the church in Texas, there were two brothers who were orthopedic surgeons, one of whom had operated on Willie Nelson's drummer. So when we left Texas to move to Georgia, the doctor called the drummer's house and said, can I talk to whatever his name is, the drummer? And she said, well, they're on the road, but here's the number of the bus, Willie's bus. So he called the bus and Willie Nelson answered himself. And he said, you don't know who I am, but I operated on your drummer. My minister, who's moving to Georgia, is a big fan of yours. I was wondering if you could send him a picture that we could use at his farewell. And so they pulled over at a post office. Willie signed a picture, and I've got proof that I'm a Willie Nelson fan. It says to Randy, thanks, Willie Nelson. And so people say, you don't look like a Willie Nelson fan. And I wondered, you know, how should I look? Should I look like Kevin? Or, I mean, what's the word? I mean, how should I look to be a Willie Nelson fan? But I am. You say, where in the world are you going with this? Well, I remember the day that I heard Willie Nelson sing this song. It's an old song. Song written by Leon Payne. It was made famous by Hank Williams Sr. It's a song that goes like this. It's called Lost Highway. Really gripped my heart, the lyric. I'm a rolling stone, all alone and lost. For a life of sin, I have paid the cost. When I pass by, all the people say, just another guy on the lost highway. Just a deck of cards and a jug of wine. And a woman's lies makes a life like mine. On the day we met, I went astray. I started rolling down that lost highway. I was just a lad, nearly 22, neither good nor bad, just a kid like you. And now I'm lost, too late to pray. Lord, I've paid the cost on the lost highway. Lord, I've paid the cost on the lost highway. Whatever you say about that lyric, whatever that says to you, may I tell you what it says to me in one word? Conviction. I don't know if Leon Payne was writing a story or a page out of his own life. I don't know what he was trying to create, but it speaks to me of conviction. You see, one of the most holy moments in your life is when you feel conviction for the sin in your life. It really is.
Well, we'll continue this brand new series, brand new message tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.